Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. John Laser.
Here's Johnny.
The voice of Virginia Tech. The voice of the Hokies, as you can hear on Fox Sports 910. Joining us from Blacksburg, where there was a practice yesterday. There was a practice in helmets and shoulder pads. You've seen a couple practices, my friend. Where did your eyes first go when you walked upon the practice field and checked out this new Virginia Tech team?
Well, it naturally goes to the defensive side of the ball just because of where they set up. But that's where they would have gone anyway, to answer your question, Wes. And good to be back, by the way. I wanted to get a first look at the linebackers and the secondary, and that's certainly where I've focused most of my attention the first few days, along with the offense, because it's interesting year to year to answer that question. Last year, the answer was the wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks, and I still want to see them. But, of course, I think like everybody else, I'm interested to see who's stepping up, who filled out, who hit the weight room on defense, all those things.
I got questions about linebackers, receivers, and running backs, but let me start here. Before the Redskins rolled into town, I had a question about the urgency of a Jay Gruden camp. They started off 0-4 in debuts. The Septembers have been 5-8. I want to see what kind of tone, what presence I would feel. And I think it's more intense. I think it's businesslike. I think it's more intense. I've seen a little bit more physicality and hitting. After just 3 days of practice, and I know there hasn't been hitting yet because there hasn't been full pads, but do you feel a certain tone of this camp different than the previous 2 years?
Well, I think the tone of the camp is opportunity. You know, I think that these guys recognize that there is going to be competition for these positions, and it's not like you need to be a rocket scientist to understand that, because there are so many players, particularly on the defensive side, that aren't there. So it's interesting. I think, one, these younger players are more mature. I think that's just a relationship that they've had through the recruiting process. But also, you can sense that. And granted, they haven't been in full pads yet, Wes, so you're right. You're not getting some of that physicality. You're not getting some of the extracurriculars that generally come with that in any camp to this point. But at this point, it seems to me like a lot of guys have their eyes locked on the veteran or two in their group or the coach in their group, and really seem like they understand that every rep is going to count maybe more than it did for them previously, or if this is their first camp, then this is the obviously most important rep that they have. So it's a little quieter than you had in the past, where you'd had some of the older guys hooting and hollering and, you know, having fun through the work, and now it's just seems like it's a lot more work.
John Laser's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. And there's a lot of cases to be made for Virginia Tech at different positions, different areas. The one that we got into, and David Teal wrote about this, Mike Barber wrote about this, if this team can run, and how they ended the season last year with a ground game that was starting to work, starting to click. And now you just can't automatically say you carry that into the next year. But there is the conversation, if this team can run, what it could do for the defense, what it could do to help Josh Jackson. Have you let your mind go to the thought, if this team can blank early on, they could get off on the right foot?
Yeah, you have to let your mind go that. You know, we're all fans, we're all optimistic, and in my business, that's what we want. You want the people around you to succeed. So, yeah, it's natural, I think, to take your mind to the place that allows them to do that. And you're right, you know, having more success offensively is going to be a key to that. I think the defense is ultimately going to grow up and answer questions more so than people may think, maybe not as early as everybody would like. But at the same time, I think this offense is going to take a substantial jump forward this year, and you know, you can break down why position by position, but it all starts with the offensive line. I really love, and I don't say like, I say love.
No,
I love this offensive line.
You're
I really do, despite the fact that you lose Wyatt Teller at left guard, and that was a substantial loss, don't get me wrong, but I think the way this line stacks up, it's just much more athletic, it's much more nimble, and it's much more capable of doing diverse things in terms of opening up not just a traditional between the tackles running game. You're going to want that too, but the way that this offense truly wants to operate. And I'm excited, Wes, because I think that's the foundational piece to what we're going to see. And I've been saying it on this show and everywhere else for the last couple of years. This has been a good offense, but it hasn't been a traditional Fuente Cornelson offense. We're going to start to see it this year.
Why are we going to see it? What needs you to
believe that? Because the personnel finally matches what they want. You know, it's spread out, diversified. You have the H-back and Dalton Keene, who has a year under his belt. I think you can't overstate what he went through last year in terms of learning that position as a true freshman. You have the traditional tight end pieces. You have that athletic offensive line that can get out, that can ultimately open up things on either side of the football. And you have a much deeper, although you don't have the highlight the highlight name atop the wide receiver chart. You have depth, and you're able to spread it, and you're able to spread it in waves. And that's ultimately what that offense wants to do. I invite people to go back and YouTube Memphis, from a couple, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
You don't have the highlight name on the wide receiver spot. You do have a mystery name, and I know you have a little bit more access. I have not yet seen him. What can you tell us about Damon Hazelton?
He's a big guy. Big guy who's fast, and you know, it's funny, they were asking Holman Wiggins about it the other day, and he struggled to kind of define him, and I probably will too, because you want to say he's just a big guy, he's a vertical threat, but he also thinks he can play inside and work the slot a little bit too. So, you know, I don't want to overhype the guy to place expectations too high on him, but at the same time, they're very high on him, and I think he does go into the season, or if the season opened today, right there at the top of the depth chart because of those things. He's big, he's quick, he's got good hands, and he's a worker. So, well, those are all the ingredients, obviously, that you're looking for.
Lay's going to stick around. We're going to come back. We'll talk about the defensive side of the ball since Lay's brought up the linebackers. And Lay's told me at the end of last year, he said, man, we need to have kind of a lightened-up Francis moment. We need to get back to our jackassery yelling at each other. So we will bring back Lasers Lightning Round. Three questions. He doesn't know what I'm going to ask. I don't know what he's going to ask. We'll do that next. John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates on Fox Sports 910.